the mountainside. Temperature range today was 55 to 72, so it was quite a nice day for a change. Real beautiful day, not too hot, not too cold, and it was really nice. And I think the Echolink thing just tucked in, and I guess they're going to, I guess Kevin James is probably going to be starting that in about a minute or two. All right, take good, get back in all, and we know about that other thing, if, you know, when you get a chance or whatever. That'll say God bless, 73, that 2 PSM clear.
Okay, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be on, and I just got a notice that there will be no July meeting, so the next date will be August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center located at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel... This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
KC2WI Mobile.
Okay, KC2WI, Pete, you're mobile tonight. You must be leaving the meeting. How are things going?
KC2WI, yeah, just leaving, well, approaching Glenfield after a meeting and a stop at the grocery store. Yeah, well, it's a lot different than yesterday at this time, temperature-wise, probably 15 degrees different, I would say, at least here. I think it was 70, I don't know, 2 or 4 or something like that, and that was up in Lake Pleasant. And it was actually kind of pleasant, actually, in the evening. The house up there almost never gets hot. It has to stay really, really hot and muggy for several days. And normally, it's colder in the house than outside, and, you know, if you shut the doors and shut everything up so that in the daytime, it generally doesn't get too hot. And this morning, I don't know, well, it was definitely colder inside than outside later in the morning. The sun came out, and I didn't realize how nice it was until I went outside. But we had no power from, I don't know, around midnight or something. Generator came on and made so much noise that I had to go inside instead of sleeping on the porch. Apparently a transformer blew up down in Northville, so the whole northern, I say all of Hamilton County, well, all of southern Hamilton County, I don't know, Wells, Speculator, Lake Pleasant, no power. And so that, I was just about ready to give up and come back. I could work at the house because I had the generator there, we have the whole house generator, but I had a job I kind of wanted to get taken care of in Speculator, and power came on, and so I went in, had a good hamburger at King of the Frosties Diner, my favorite place, because it's been around since I was a kid. And I didn't really think it was going to take this long, but I patched up everything the guy had and made it work at his motel. He had people do things and they didn't know what they were doing, and I fly throughout the place. I said, well, yeah, Bob, we can do that. And leave it to Netgear that you have a wizard instead of just allowing you to make settings. That's what I really, he had his Frontier router, two other routers, both Netgears, and what I wanted to do was turn them off from being routers and just tell them to be, you know, turn off DHCP that I could find, but the other part I really couldn't set it, obviously, the way I wanted, and just make them into switches with wireless access points. I finally gave up on that and said, look, we'll just do it this way, it'll work. And I said, just if some other IT guy ever comes and looks at this, he's going to tell you what a kludgy thing. But I said, it's worked. I got to go to a meeting. You got to, you know, we want to have this. I don't want to have to come back and do this on the, you know, Field Day weekend or the 4th of July or something. So we got it working real good, and everybody's happy. So that was the adventures of the day. I gotta take this microphone apart and figure out why the push-to-talk, it just doesn't want to come out. I don't know if I can just clean it or if I can WD-40 it or, you know, something. Anyway, but it was pretty nice up there, even though it was hot. Out on the lake it wasn't too hot, especially on the windward side. And Saturday I spent on the Moose River here, and it just didn't seem bad at all. But I'm sure it was hot in the house. Anyway, actually it wasn't too bad by the time I got back Saturday night, you know. So let's hope that we, even if we have hot days, we keep getting cool nights. KC2WI back in that.
KC2KY, checking the net.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I'm having an issue here with my machine trying to key up. It's misbehaving, so my apologies. Yeah, KD2FPM net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, I know there was some bad storms that came through that area this morning and really played some havoc with the power in some places. And I guess down near the Gloversville area, I guess they had seen some hail out of those storms. So hopefully things will stay cool and calm and we'll be all set here. All right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, we'll move right along. This is KD2FPM net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And right now we are looking for Echolink stations that are wishing to check in. I will now pause for 15 seconds for Echolink stations. Come now, please.
KD2KYE, this is David. Hello, Kevin. Oh, back to the net.
Okay, KD2KYE, David, the floor is yours. What's going on your way?
Well, it's 70 degrees out here. Cool, not too bad. Humidity's good. It's been a pretty nice day here. Other than that, not much at all. I'm sorry I missed you guys last night, but I fell asleep. You know how old age is. So, hey, with that, 73, have a good night, and we'll be listening on the side.
All right, David, thank you so much. We appreciate hearing from you. Tell you what, we'll move forward because David's just you and me in here on Echolink tonight. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike. Good evening.
All right, N2PFM, George, my apologies. Like I say, my system for some reason is just lagging kind of recklessly here tonight. I'm not sure if it's a network issue or if I've got a software issue that's just not happy and needs a quick reboot here when I'm done. So, George, the floor is yours.
Well, good evening there, Mr. Kevin James and Pete and everybody else out there on the net. Yeah, we've got a temperature here of 59 degrees after a temperature range today of 55 to 72. And it was a gorgeous day, some rain overnight, a couple spits of hail. And then we had some rain again, and there was no real violent anything, though, or thunder and lightning or anything, thank God. And I did finally, 2 o'clock this afternoon, got the continuing saga of the white van. I wish NN5AOW was here to hear it. That thing is, it turned out it was the water pump after all, when they got the remainder of the serpentine belt off. It moved all the pulleys, and the only thing that showed some play in it at all was the water pump. So, but the water pump, which fortunately I had from the previous vehicle that it was going to go on, and we put that in, and everything seems fine and dandy right now. So we'll take it for a run tomorrow and see how it does. $106, and believe me, for what was done, that was dirt cheap. That will say God bless, and temperature, I think it was 59 and 55 to 72 is the temperature range, right, and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, you've got 59 degrees, and I just double-checked mine. I'm down to 62. We were at 75, probably I want to say about 3 hours ago, so our temperature is coming down here, down in the Oneonta area. All right, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Taking calls from further check-ins. Come now, please. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Taking calls from any check-ins out there, and I tell you what, we'll open the floor for any comments or queries. Come now, please.
To KKL, good evening.
AC2WI.
Other night, so tell us what's going on your way. And 2KKL, Pauline, are you still out there? Go ahead.
KD2FBN and 2KKL, doing fine, Kevin. Had a beautiful day today, and I've been making the round to all the nets tonight. And other than that, not much going on tonight. It's pretty quiet, but it's nice out still. And 2KKL, back to you, Kevin.
Okay, we got you in there that time, Pauline. Yeah, like I say, my apologies. I'm having some network issues, it sounds like, here, because this thing is acting really laggy. I go to press the push to talk, and it takes about 2 or 3 seconds before it actually kicks up to where it gives me the floor to speak here. So my apologies. I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late. Okay, I'll make this a final call for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FM with the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:19 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight and bared with my system acting slow. And I'd also like to thank those that listened on our scanners out there. We always enjoy you out there, too. And I'd like to thank KC2WIP, KD2KYE David, N2PFM George, and N2KKL Pauline for your check-ins tonight. Greatly appreciated. Hopefully I catch you guys again tomorrow night. Just as a word of the wise, I may not be here, and my fire chief, Matt, may not be here tomorrow night. So if someone would like to pick the net up for us, that would be wonderful, because I think we've got a... with it. All right, until then, I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. We appreciate it. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan, looking for stations that would like to check in. Stations, come now, please. Says KB2KOJ for Octan. Says the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make this a final call for stations. With or without traffic, final call for Octan. Okay, I don't know if I'm getting in or not, so I'll just make this a final call for Octan. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Final call for Octan. Nothing else, nothing heard. KB2KOJ is clear. Trying to check in. Oh, I think it was just the tail on the repeater. KB2KOJ, Claire.